We're in Simin Reshu Zion. We're up to Siv Dalet, and we'll be doing from Dalet through Ches. These will be completing the Simin. Siv Dalet. Besomim shel Erva. The Besomim, say, perfumes of an Erva. An Erva is defined as any one of the relatives that one cannot marry. Or the case of an Ishus Ish, someone else's wife. Or any girl who is a Nida. They are all arayas daraisa, and whatever perfume they wear is considered besamim shel erva, kagon kupa shel besamim toli betzavora, o chezes biyadeha, o befiha, whether it is that she's got a little bottle of perfume that she's wearing around her neck, whether it is that she's holding perfume, whether it is that there's some in her mouth, ein mevorchen aleim, you're not to make a brach on them, lefisha also lareach bem, because they are iser. Why are they iser? Shema yovel the hergel neshika o kirv basar, because one is going to come to violate the iser daraisev lo sikrivu legalos erva, which lefi the Rambam, and it seems like the Mechaber and the Ramah Paskin this way in other places, this is a daraisa, even though the smelling of the perfume is not a daraisa, it is usr because it'll bring one to the daraisa. Now, how about the case of a single woman that is not a nida? So the Mishnah Berurah brings down that it's still usur because of hirur. Still, one should not smell that either. Not only that, the halacha is that if one smells the perfume of a woman where he recognized this is her perfume and he knows her, even though she's not wearing it, it's just sitting on the table, that too is usur. In the case of one's own wife, bimei nidus, the Mishnah Berurah paskins also that it is usur to smell her perfume, and therefore one wouldn't make a bracha on it. Sif hei, b'samim shel avodas kachavim ein mevarchen aleihem l'fisha asur l'ariach behem. The b'samim of idolatry, of takrufis avodas kachavim, one doesn't make a bracha on it because it's isurei hanah. Siv vav, mesiba shel avodas kachavim, a non-Jewish party. Ein mevarchen b'samim shelem, distam mesibasim l'avodas kachavim. You can't make a bracha on it, and you're not to smell it because stam mesiva shalovet kachavim is for avodas kachavim. If it's not b'mesiba, stam besamim of a non-Jew, the assumption is that it's not l'avodas kachavim. Siv zayin hayohola chutz l'krach. You're walking outside the city. V'riach reach tov. You smell a good smell. Imrova yirov the kachavim einam avarach. Imrova yisrael avarach. So if Rov are non-Jews, we'll say it's probably coming from a non-Jewish party, which we said is Lavodah Zarah. If Rov are Jews, then you're allowed to smell it. Sif Ches, Nis'arev Reach Shem Varchal and Bereach Shein Varchal of Hochanach Rov. Here it says that it goes by Rov. Now, this is actually the Lashon HaRambam, that you go by Rov. What does it mean when you have the two mixed together? So the poskim want to say like this. If you're talking about besamim shel mesim that are mixed up with others, deodorizer that's mixed up with other besamim, so there we understand that as long as rov is something that's machayev abracha, the others are not makalkel. But if you're dealing with avodah zarah, even a little bit of a tarovis of avodah zarah, the halacha would be that you're not allowed to smell it. So how could he say here that you go basarov? Now a lot of achronim say that could not be pshat. So what's pshat in Siv Zayin, where you're talking about a city where if it's Rov Yisrael, you're allowed to smell it? That's because we're told that the entire fragrance is coming from Yisrael. It's probably coming from a Yisrael's house, since Rov of the city is Jewish. Incidentally, the Mishnah Berurah paskins that mechtz al mechtziv, it's 50-50, it's also mutter. When you smell a good fragrance coming out of a Jewish home, you're allowed to make a brach on it, and you're allowed to assume that it was made l'reach.